ladies and gentlemen, we're starting another season starring... Now, isn't that silly? After all these years, you know who's the star of the program. So let's go out to you-know-who's house in Beverly Hills and... Uh-oh, there's an express truck turning the corner into Guess Who's Street.
Hey, Joe, whose trunk do we deliver next?
Just a minute, I'll look it up in a box. Hello, what do you know? The next trunk goes to the star of the program.
Who's that?
Who's that? Hyman. Hyman, look at me.
Oh, what's the matter? You said the next trunk belongs to the star of the program. And all I said was, who's that?
Hyman, after all these years, you don't know who?
Well, I...
For your information, Hyman, the personality of whom you don't know is who happens to be a star of stage, screen, radio, and television, and makes personal appearances all over the world. Paris, France, Amsterdam, Holland, Brussels, Belgium, Brussels, Scotland. Yeah, and when he was in England, he was one of the biggest sensations to ever appear at the Palladium Theatre in London. He was not only held over for 3 weeks, but every time he walked out on the stage, the audience stood up and cheered.
How you know?
Well, he's got a clipping pasted on a trunk. Now, come on, help me carry this trunk up to the door.
Okay.
How do you do, gentlemen?
According to the tag, this trunk belongs to Mr. Jack Benny.
Oh, this is his house. Bring it right in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, come on, Hyman. Easy does it.
Right here in the living room is all right.
Yeah, okay, Hyman. Put it down.
Thanks, gentlemen. Now, don't leave. Mr. Benny may want to give you something to show his appreciation. I'll be right back.
Hyman, did you hear that? And I always thought that this guy Benny was a cheapskate.
Yeah, you know, I heard once that Benny squeezed a nickel so hard, when he opened his hand, he was holding a needle.
Yeah, boy, he must have a grip like
that. Well, here you are, gentlemen. I told Mr. Benny that you delivered his trunk, and here's a $5 bill for each of you.
Wow! Well, I never expected a $5 bill. I'm going to show this to all my friends.
That's what Mr. Benny wants you to do. His picture is on it. Now, if you have any more luggage for Mr. Benny, please bring it in.
Hey, Joe, what about the trunk for Dennis Day?
Dennis Day? Oh, yes, Mr. Benny took him to London with him. Why don't you leave it at Mr. Day's house?
Well, we stopped by there and nobody was home.
Well, gentlemen, if you like, you can leave Mr. Day's trunk here.
Thanks. We'll go get it.
I better ask Mr. Benny to open his trunk so I can put his clothes away. Oh, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Rochester.
If you give me the key to your trunk, I'll put your clothes away.
Okay, I got it right here on my keychain. Let's see, that's my wardrobe trunk. The key that opened is it marked WT. Here's the key marked DD.
DD?
A desk drawer. LC, linen closet. BA.
BA, what does that open?
Bank of America. Now, let's see. SM.
What's that?
Santa Monica Branch. Oh, here it is. Here it is. WT, wardrobe trunk. Rochester, what's this other trunk doing here?
That's Dennis Day's. There was no one at home at his house, so they left it here.
Oh, Dennis Day's trunk, huh? Rochester, get me a hammer and chisel. I'm going to open Dennis's trunk.
But, boss, you can't do that. That's invasion of private property.
Never mind. You go get the hammer and chisel. I'll answer the door. Mary!
Hello, Jack.
Mary, Mary, you're a sight for sore eyes. It's sure good to see you.
Jack.
Why, I haven't seen you since...
This morning.
All right, I was only trying to make it exciting. Come on in. Anyway, Mary, when you did come over this morning, I was so anxious to see you, I jumped out of bed, ran downstairs. You didn't even kiss me.
Well, you look so silly standing there in those Dr. Dentons.
Now, Mary...
Oh, Jack, I see your luggage arrived.
Yeah, I got to send these clothes out to be cleaned and pressed. Mary, look through those gray slacks, see if I left anything in the pockets.
Okay.
I guess after such a long trip, all my clothes need cleaning and pressing. Pressing, anyway. Mary, did you find anything in the pockets?
Yeah.
What?
A quarter, 2 dimes, and 3 needles.
Oh. Well, put my slacks on the chair.
Here's the hammer and chisel, boss. Oh, hello, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Rochester. Jack, what are you going to do?
Mr. Day's trunk was delivered here, and Mr. Benny wants to break the lock off and open it.
What? Why, Jack Benny, of all the nerve, just because you took Dennis to London with you, that doesn't give you the right to open his trunk.
Mary.
How would you like it if somebody forced the lock and went down into your vault?
It wouldn't bother me. Those alligators would tear him to shreds. Now, Rochester, now who can that be?
I hope it's Dennis. It'll serve you right. Come in.
Hello, Mary. Hello, Jack.
Well done. Well, well, Don, it's good to see you. Good
Thanks,
to see you.
Thanks, Jack. It's good to see you, too. It's been a long time now.
Rochester, what are you doing?
I'm moving Dennis Day's trunk into the closet.
Leave that trunk right where it is. And hand me that hammer and chisel.
Jack, what are you going to do?
I'll tell you, Don. Dennis Day's trunk arrived from London, but the expressman delivered it here, and Jack wants to open it.
What? Why, Jack, you've got a lot of...
Never mind. Just stand back.
Jack, how can you be so stubborn?
There. I broke the lock. Rochester, help me open the trunk.
Yes, sir.
There, it's open.
Close it, close it. The light is killing me. Hello, Mary. Hello, Don. Hello, Mr. Benny.
You see, Dennis? I told you you'd live. It wasn't so bad, was it?
Jack Benny, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Huh?
How could you make Dennis ride all the way from England to California in a trunk? That's the cheapest thing.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mary. Don't jump to conclusions. This wasn't my fault. The day we were supposed to sail from England, Dennis lost his steamship ticket.
That's right, Mary.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Jack.
That's all right.
How'd you lose your ticket, Dennis?
Playing gin rummy with Mr. Benny.
Gin rummy?
Yeah, lucky I wasn't blitzed.
Mary, stop looking at me. The game was fair and square.
Dennis, if you were in the trunk that long, how in the world did you manage to eat?
Oh, Mr. Benny took care of that with his water pistol.
Water pistol?
Yeah, 3 times a day he squirted soup through the keyhole.
Look, Dennis.
He'd come down, knock on the trunk, and I'd open my mouth.
Dennis.
Once I was asleep and I got an earful of chicken gumbo.
Chicken gumbo?
Da 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 da. Mmm, good.
Look, kid, once and for all, let's drop the subject. Now, Dennis, let's hear the song you're going to do on our first program.
Yes, sir.
Hold it a minute. Hold it. Yes?
How do you do? Are you Mr. Jack Benny?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, I'm Leslie Smythe Hetherington. I represent the Sun Never Sets on the British Soil Travel Agency.
Oh, yes, yes. They arranged my passage to England on the Cunard line.
Quite. And I'm here to give you a refund on the unused portion of Dennis Day's ticket.
Oh, good, good.
By the way, did Mr. Day decide to remain in England?
No, no, no. He's here in America.
Oh, he flew back.
No.
Oh, then how did he return?
Well, he came back on the Oshkosh.
Oshkosh. Is that a Dutch line?
No, it's a luggage line.
Oh, well, here's your refund from our company.
Thank you. Hey, wait a minute. This check is $243. It should be $250.
I know. We deducted $7 you owed us.
I owed your steamship company $7? What for?
Extra soup.
Oh, yes.
You know, Mr. Benny, with all that soup in you, you must have sloshed quite a bit.
Yes, I did. Well, thanks for bringing me the check.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Leslie Smythe. Who
is that at the door, Mr. Benny?
Never mind. Just saying that.
Righto, Governor.
That was grand. The 2 weeks in the trunk didn't hurt you a bit. Really, your voice really sounded great.
Oh, I'll sound even better when I get my head out from between my knees.
Hmm.
Oh, say, Mr. Benny, where's Phil Harris?
Phil? Phil Harris?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I told everybody. You see, Dennis, Phil has so many commitments with radio, television, and records that he won't be able to be with us this season. So I'm dickering with Bob Crosby.
Bob Crosby?
Yes. Do you like his music?
Yeah, and his soup, too. Da-da-da-da-da-da! Good.
Dennis, stop with that. Look at Dennis. I don't want any... Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
It's 5:30. I'm supposed to be over at Crosby's house at 6.
What for?
Well, he hasn't signed his contract yet. You see, there's still some details we have to work out. So long, kids. I'll tell you what. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, Rochester.
Yes, boss?
I'm going out.
But what about dinner?
Forget it.
Forget it. It's your turn to cook for me.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Happy birthday. I'll cook it for you next year.
Okay. So long, boss.
So long. Gee, the Coleman's lawn looks nice. I haven't seen Ronnie and Benita in a long time. Funny, they left town the day before I came home. Last year, they went away the day before I came home, too. Come to think of it, it happened in 1950 also. And in 1949. It's a shame it had to happen 4 years in a row. We're such good friends. When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you. Yeah, I'm glad that I wrote that song. When you ask me to forgive you, I'll return, oh, I'll return. Gee, Beverly Hills is beautiful. So many movie stars live here. Esther Williams has been living across the street for about 5 years. She built the most beautiful swimming pool I've ever seen. I wonder when she's going to build a house. Like the swallows at Serrano. Come back to Capistrano. I'm going to make a hit out of that song if it's the last thing I do. For you, my heart will always, always yearn, oh, always yearn. Gee, look at all these beautiful homes. Yes, sir, Beverly Hills is the swankiest neighborhood in the world. Sometimes I think they overdo it, though. Look at that white line down the middle of the street. Ehrman. Say, I better walk faster. I'll be late. I don't want to keep Bob Crosby waiting.
Daddy, are you busy?
Well, I'm not busy now, Kathy, but I am expecting Mr. Benny soon.
You've got a contract to work on Mr. Benny's program this year, haven't you?
Well, I haven't signed the contract yet. Mr. Benny and I still have a few details to work out.
Oh. Say, Daddy.
Yes?
Won't you feel funny working for a man younger than you are?
Kathy, he's not younger than I am.
He says he's 39.
Well, he's not 39. I happen to know his real age.
What is Mr. Benny's real age?
Well, that's one of the details we still have to work out.
Well, I thought he was 39. Oh. You know, he's always talking about himself on the radio.
Yes, that's right, honey. He does talk about himself.
Daddy, are his eyes naturally blue?
Mm-hmm.
Is his hair naturally curly?
Ain't even naturally there. But you know, Kathy, I'm going to be mighty proud to be associated with Mr. Benny. He's been in radio so long, and he's such a suave comedian.
What does suave mean?
Well, suave means when a person is... Well, I'll explain it later. Come in. Hello, Jack.
Hiya, Bob.
Come in, come in. Jack, this is my daughter, Kathy.
Well, well. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Say, Bob, you have four children, haven't you?
Five. Three boys and two girls.
Well, three kings and two queens. A full house. Say, that's pretty good.
Kathy, honey, where are you going?
To get a dictionary. I want to look up the word swab.
Well, don't you do it. You'll make a liar out of me.
What's that?
Oh, nothing.
No. Now, Bob, getting down to business, did you get the contract I sent over?
Yes, I got the contract, but I haven't signed it yet. Sort of wanted my lawyer to look at it first.
Lawyer? For heaven's sake, Bob. This is a simple little agreement between friends. What do you need a lawyer for?
Well, there's something I don't quite understand on page 906.
Well, maybe I can explain it to you.
Now, let's see. Where's page 906?
It's in the middle.
Oh, yeah. It is. Here's the clause that I don't quite understand. It's clause 18.
Clause 18. Isn't
the party of the second part, Bob Crosby, shall retain all the musicians who have been on the program previously. Well, that's fine. This is the part I didn't quite get. Uh-huh. Will be his responsibility to see that the music on their stands is always in such a position that they can read it.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, but that's silly. All you have to do is just put the music right side up.
Well, not necessarily. You never can tell what position the boys will be in.
Oh, I see. Well, what about clause 21? Bob Crosby will have the responsibility of providing Frank Remley with his three B's. Now, what in the world are Remley's three B's?
Banjo, beer, and bail. Not necessarily in the order name. Now, look, Bob, why make a big thing out of this contract? If those are the only things that are worrying you, we'll work it out.
Well, okay, Jack.
Now, finish reading the contract in the next 2 or 3 weeks and call me. Call me when you're ready to sign it.
Okay. See you later.
So long, Bob. Goodbye, Kathy.
Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Kathy, honey, will you put this contract back on my desk?
Yes, Daddy.
When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you, la la la. When you ask me to forgive you, I'll return.
Daddy, what's that?
Clause 26.
You mean?
Yes, darling. I'll do anything to send you kids through college. Like to swallow that Serrano. Come back to Capistrano.
This has been the Jack Benny Show with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Jack Benny comes to you each week at this time through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.